She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, welcome, 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 and thank you for joining us. Now, all of my guests, I feel, are angels, but I got a real angel for us this segment, and I want to get right into actually introducing her. This is Dr. Jana Angel. She's a PhD. She is a nutritional biochemist, a wellness expert, and with more than 20 years of professional experience in natural healthcare industry. She lectures. She's invited on radio shows like this, TV programs all around the country. She serves as product formulator, executive vice president, and the media spokesperson for a dietary supplement called Nature Sources. Dr. Angel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Holly, for having me on your show. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, so I'm so excited. We talk there. This is basically a hot topic, I should say, gluten sensitivity, right? We're going to talk all about it. And so can you tell us what actually gluten sensitivity is? Because I know there's the gluten-free sort of movement, and I know that there's celiac disease, and I know that a lot of the consumers that we talk to and that we care for get confused about all of the above. So can you clear, what is gluten sensitivity?
Sure. Gluten sensitivity is an individual's reaction to the particles called gluten that are present in grains like wheat, rye, and barley. It doesn't mean that they have an allergic reaction or that it is an autoimmune response. It means that their body can't deal with it for one reason or another, which we can get into. So the new buzzword as far as a condition is called NCGS, or non-celiac gluten sensitivity, and it is right. Real for some people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's real for a lot of people. And I think that sometimes the problem folks get into is they get tested for celiac. They think like, well, I'm fine. And then they go ahead and they eat a gluten-full diet, but they're still having a myriad of symptoms that they can't, you know, that otherwise non-discernible causes and such. And so what actually causes gluten sensitivity?
Well, gluten sensitivity is caused by a person's inability to break down the molecule gluten, which is a protein found in grains, in certain right. grains. And there's a difficulty within those individuals in their chemistry in breaking down the specific amino acid links. They're called peptide bonds. And when that happens and the food is not completely digested or broken down, it passes through the lining of the intestines into the bloodstream in an completely, you know, not completely in an undigested form. And so it's called circulating immune complexes. And the body then launches an attack because it looks like a foreign invader. And we have all kinds of irritations and upsets that occur because of that. You know, the body always tries to take the path of least resistance, right? So when you have an irritant in the system, the body will put it to an area that's not critical to support life whenever possible. So that's why you see a lot right. of people that have aches, pains, digestive upsets, and whatnot.
Yeah, so you stimulate that immune system because the immune system is like, hey, what are you doing there? It doesn't recognize
exactly.
it. It mounts a response. It's inflammatory in nature. And then you've got all the stuff that people end up with, like you said, aches, pains, skin issues, you name it, digestive problems. Now, you have a particular program to help folks. Most folks have gluten sensitivity just because of the dwarf wheat and the genetically modified organisms that
That's
are in
right.
our, you know,
right.
yeah.
Very
so
good.
What? Tell me about the program.
Yeah, so first of all, before you even start a program, make a list of all the symptoms you think are related to your sensitivity to these foods and grade them 1
Great.
To 5. 1, that doesn't happen too often, not too bad. 5 happens all the time, and I can't take it, okay? And then remove wheat and grains from your diet for a period of time, 30, 60, 90 days for most people should be sufficient. And then make sure you're drinking an adequate amount of purified water throughout your day, and I don't mean tap water. It should be purified so it helps your body detoxify the
right.
toxins that are, you know, it's trying to fight. So water throughout the day is really important for metabolism in general. And the body actually uses 4 ounces in a 30-minute period of time, so sip on your water throughout the day. Next, if you look
right.
at nature, the most prevalent color in all of nature is green, and these green plants help to purify the air, purify the land, purify the water. And when we eat green foods, especially floppy greens, they help soak up toxicities in the bloodstream. They bring more oxygen into the cells because they're rich in iron, other minerals, and so forth. And they actually help balance your digestive pH levels, which is really critical to breaking down foods. Fourth, I always take an extra plant enzyme, a complex, that has strong proteases and amylase and a host of other elements that break down all food forms. But as we age, we lose the production of enzymes, Dr. Holly. So when you're injured, ill, you're recovering from something, you're upset in any way, stressed in any way, the signal to the brain for enzymes gets shut off. Unlike right. animals, when they're injured or ill, what do? They walk away from their food. What do? We eat anyway.
That's right. That's so true. Oh, my God. Animals can teach us so much about
they
maybe
can.
Perhaps how we should be. You know, every time I get my dog out of her crate in the morning, she does an upward dog and then she does a downward dog. And I'm like,
yeah.
And she gets more massages than I have ever.
Isn't it true? Life. It is so
yeah.
true.
So, you know, it's interesting. Your program sounds amazing. And first of all, I've never heard the word floppy grains or greens. So I love that. So everybody says leafy greens, but floppy greens, I get yep. it. You can see it. It's a great visual. But it's interesting, you know, when you recommend for just eliminating, when I talk to folks about this, I'm like, listen, it's the ultimate of do no harm. What is the harm in just doing that? Getting on board 30 days at least. See what happens, because there you have it. If, I mean, nothing's going to happen badly if you,
no.
if it isn't the cause, but gosh, nothing. Okay, so you mentioned enzymes, and you're right. Enzymes are, I mean, I always say without enzymes, shoot, we couldn't live, but
you
they're
can't.
So important. No, so explain why enzymes are so darn essential for our health.
Sure. Well, enzymes are the catalysts that create the activity for every single metabolic process that your body undergoes. Without them, nothing could happen. So you're right. You know, even during the bubonic plague, years later, the millions of people that died, when research was done and questions were asked of those that survived, they found in their bloodstream that they had many more enzymes than those individuals who were deceased. So they really help strengthen your body. It helps you give the nutrients that you need, a greater amount from every bite that you take. So really, really important. Now, in between meals, if you're taking digestive enzymes, it's great because they also go out and do other wonderful things for us, like systemic action, such as opening up your arteries where there's plaque and taking the little tumor sites that are benign away. And, you know, your body's always trying to hold homeostasis and to get you well. So when you give it what it needs to do its job, it sure does a better job for us.
Absolutely. You know, I was I was not in the camp of, hey, maybe you should take a multivitamin every day. And then I started to understand our compromised soil, compromised food chain sometimes.
Exactly.
Well, a lot of times, mm-hmm. compromised food choices. And so I was like, okay, I think a multivitamin is probably essential. Then I was like, you know what? No, if you're eating prebiotics, maybe you could replenish after an antibiotic course. But no, now, you know, I am like, yep, I think a probiotic every day. And this is my next one. As you said, you got, as enzymes, as we age, they decrease. They're so vital and important for our life. Yes, digesting food and getting those nutrients to drive our biochemistry. But at the same time, they can be used systemically, like you said, for so many other things. Aches, pains, open up our arteries. And so, yes. Now, which enzymes determine how well we can digest gluten? And what is the best way to ensure that we have plenty of those enzymes available?
Mm-hmm. The two most important enzymes to help you digest gluten are proteases, which break down the protein molecules in the gluten, and then amylase, which breaks down the carbohydrate portion. So if you think about a grain, protease and amylase are the two most critical enzymes. And the only way to get more of those in the diet is when you eat live foods, and it'll break down the foods you're eating. However, when you are suffering with a sensitivity, it's really imperative that you take a plant complex that's rich in proteases and amylase to help your body do its job. Because, you know, if you just look at our entire nation, we're a grain-based nation. People are eating carbohydrates up the wazoo. More diabetics are diagnosed every year, and the pancreases are suffering. So the pancreas is what should be helping you produce these enzymes, and it gets lax because it's been called to duty too often. So take an extra plant-based enzyme complex.
Where can we find you? Where can folks find you? This is Dr. Janet Angel, PhD. Where can people find you?
You can go to naturessources.com, and there's quite a lot of information there. And when you go back to the probiotic thing, remember, probiotics do what everyone's heard about on the news, but also they manufacture B-complex vitamins, vitamin K, and those two enzymes I just talked about. So they actually manufacture protease and amylase all the way down in your intestinal tract. So please make sure you're eating your yogurts, your kefir, your cultured foods, and, you know, take the grains out of the diet. Do good things for yourself every day, and your body will thank you.
Yay. All right, we've got an angel with us, Dr. Janet Angel. You heard it there. Thank you for being with us. This is Dr. Holly Lucille, and this is Mindful Medicine on Radio MD.